It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's largest public hospital is seeing a spike in potential cases of COVID-19, and that's depleting supplies, including protective gear. Delays on test results are causing headaches. Dr. Connie Price is chief medical officer at Denver Health. She says they have to put patients in isolation for days awaiting test results, and that's burning through protective gear.
Once you deplete that supply, your healthcare workers won't be protected.
Price says Denver Health's intensive care unit is full of patients waiting for test results. Getting results back quicker could help a lot. Colorado's coronavirus outbreak is hitting workers hard and straining the state's unemployment system. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
More than 10,000 people have filed for unemployment this week in Colorado. It's the most intense surge to hit the state's labor market in recent history, driven largely by the mandatory closures of ski resorts and restaurants, along with the collapse of air travel. Here's Joe Barella, executive director of the State Labor Department.
Never before in Colorado have we had such a high volume of impacted workers due to the necessary decisions that the governor made.
The volume of daily claims is more than 10 times higher than last week. The unemployment website is straining under the load, but state officials say they're working to keep the site running smoothly. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
CSU researchers could see part of the $18 million settlement between the state and the company connected to a home explosion in Firestone. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
State officials hope to send about $1 million to CSU's Methane Emissions Technology Evaluation Center. The idea is to study underground line leaks like the one that caused the Firestone home explosion in 2017. CSU hopes to understand how leaks spread through a range of weather and soil conditions. The research is on hold until state officials finalize the $18 million settlement with Kerr McGee. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
This is CPR News.